Today's Tanya for the 29th of Av is on page 226 in Igeres HaKedush. It's Siman Tes, the ninth letter. The number at the bottom of the page is 436. Here again, the Rebbe is writing on the theme of tzedakah, and he's explaining that in order for tzedakah to be performed properly, to be done properly, you have to go out to make a living with the proper intention in the first place. Because the person who sees tzedakah as a sharing of that which is left over after he's taken care of himself, that's not the true charitable spirit. Real tzedakah means that you share of what you have with others, with the poor, just as you share in exactly the same way as you give of what you earned and what you have to your own family. Siman Tes. Ahuvai achevezeya ashekanafshi. My beloved, my brothers, my friends, who are as dear to me as my soul. Bosi kemazkir. I am coming as one who reminds. Umeirer yishenim mitardemosam. And as one who awakens the people from their sleep, like the shul klapper who used to come around in the morning to wake people up to davening. So I come as one who awakens those who sleep. But not literal sleep, rather those who sleep in the havli havolim, in the vanity of vanities. Because the world in general, gashmius, is a vanity. Has no virtue of its own. When you don't use the gashmius for a kavona l'shem shemayim, when you don't have a good purpose in the gashmius, then it is vanity of vanities. Within the vanity, it is vain. So those who are asleep, caught up in the vanity of vanities, I come to awaken them, v'lifkeyach einei ha'ivrim, and to make see the eyes of the blind. The neshama is blinded by the body. And the mashal is given that when you blind a person, you blindfold a person, he becomes like an imbecile. He's lost. He's helpless. He stops being a functioning human being. You have to lead him around. And you can take him wherever you want. The same is true with the neshama. When it is blinded by the body, it becomes helpless. And then the body can drag it wherever the body wants. So to make see those who are blind, yabitu lizeis. So the Rebbe says, look to see. Lihyeis kol yishon v'cheftam umagmosam, to make sure that all their striving, your longing and your aim in life, v'cholbein chayerucham, with all the strength of their life, it should all be b'moke mayim chayim chayi hachayim. They should be striving not for vanities, but for the life of the spirit, for ruach nizdika life, and the source of all life. Kol yimei chayim, and this should be all the days of their life. Not just during davening, not just on Yom Tovim, but all the days of life, during the weekdays as well, minefesh v'ad basar, not only in spiritual concerns, but also in physical concerns, that all their desires should be for the truth and for the true life. Dahainu, specifically that means, that kol mila di alma, the iske parnaso, that all physical activity and the pursuit of a livelihood, lo yihye, should not be for us, for chassidim, Ke'elu, the avdin ligar mayhu, as those who go about their business for their own sake. In other words, he's going to work because he needs to make a living. He needs to support his family. So we shouldn't be like that. We shouldn't be like the other nations. Jews should be different from non-Jews. The non-Jews who support and provide and esteem their wives and their children. May Ahava, out of love, meaning out of love for themselves. Ki mi ka'am chayisro ge'echad ba'aretz k'siv, a Jew has to be different from that, because it says, who is like the Jewish people, God's people? Goy echad ba'aretz, they are a nation of oneness, ba'aretz, in the land. Dehainu, which means, shegam b'inyonei aretz, that even in the land, in earthy things, in their physical activities, in their making a living and supporting their family and so on, lo yafridu, they don't separate. Or lo yipardu, they don't become separated. Me echad ha'emes chas v'sholim, from the oneness, the true oneness of God. So it's goy echad ba'aretz, that even in aretz, they are one. They're attached to the oneness of God. Which means, to pursue the livelihood for its own sake, for one's own sake, would be giving false testimony, God forbid, in the Kriyashma Erev Ubeke, twice a day, morning and evening, Beinayim's Gureis, with closed eyes. When we say Hashem Echad, twice a day, we say Hashem Echad, God is one. And Echad means, B'dalet Zuchais, B'dalet stands for the four directions. U'v'shamayim imal u'ba'aretz mitochas, and the Ches is for the heavens above and the earth. The seven heavens and earth is eight. So we're saying that even below, even in the Ches, there is nothing besides God, there's only the Aleph. U'v'fkayach, einei ha'ivrim. And when they open their eyes, those who are blinded, you glance at it and it is gone. In other words, this feeling, this devotion to the oneness of God that he expressed in his statement of Hashem Echad. Then when he opens his eyes, it is gone. That devotion, that commitment, that recognition of Hashem Echad is gone, because he's back into pursuing his physical life for its own sake, or for his own sake. Ach, b'zeis yois lanu, what then is appropriate for us, what is appropriate for a Jew, lihiyes, to be, or bihiyes, when he is, in such a, lives his life in such a fashion, that kol askeinu b'mila d'alma, that any activity in the worldly things, leil garmayu, is not for himself, ki'im v'hachiyes nafshis chelki elikus, but rather, he makes a living, he goes to work, and he makes a living in order to be able to support and to give life to those parts of God that are Jewish souls. And to fulfill their needs, to provide what they need with total kindness, a true kindness, not without thought of a reward. And in that way, we are imitating God. We're making the product similar to its creator, the product being the neshama, making it similar to its creator, because God does the same. Hashem Echad, God who is one. Hashem Chesed Keil Kol Hayim, whose kindness is all the day. Meaning to say, Chesed Shel Emes, V'hachayesa Eilam U'Maloyei, it is a true kindness of God that he gives life to the world and all that is in it. B'chol Rega V'Rega, for every second, and the same way when the Jew goes to work in order to make money so that he can give tzedakah all the time, because he feels that the money is not for him, because even the work is not for himself. He's making the money originally not for himself, and so the tzedakah is a constant thing for him, and it's a true tzedakah because he's not doing it for himself or for thought of a reward. Why then does he first give the money to his family and feed his own family? It's because that's what Torah demands. Just like there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin in the morning, there's a mitzvah to give of your money to your family first. But in terms of the feeling that the person has, he gives tzedakah to every Jewish neshama because every neshama is a part of God. In fact, the expression that ishteyobonov kaidmim lakoil, that his wife and his children come before all the rest, he gives them first, means to say that he's giving them all his family as well as the other Jews. He gives them all for the same reason. He is supporting his family not because it's his. He's supporting his family because they are godly souls. And by the same token, he supports any other poor person. Only among these godly souls whom he is committed to supporting, the Torah tells us that his wife and his children should come first. So the person feels as committed to other people as to his family. It's only that Torah tells him that in that commitment, there has to be a first and a second. So the children and the family come first. In the Hayyim Yom for today, the 29th of Av, the Rebbe writes that a person has to serve God with his own strength. He has to bring up the strength from within himself, and in that way serve God. It is a higher level of Avodah when you are taken by the hand and led in the service of God, either from above, from heaven, or by a Rebbe. But it is more precious when the person does it on his own strength. Ikvis Mashiach, the time before Mashiach, is Avedas HaTzedakah. That the main Avedah for today is the giving of Tzedakah. Kameshikos Amr Zal, as the sages say, Ein Yisrael Negolim Ela B'Tzedakah, that the Geula in the time of Mashiach, when we're ready for the Geula, it comes only through Tzedakah.